This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of this year. I'm talking about no other than Gold Terra Resources Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol YGTFF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol YGT. With us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. David Suda. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I was looking at some of your past press releases, and I believe on June 29th, you guys put out a press release that you said you're going to start phase two drilling on July 14th on the Campbell Shear structure, and that's south of the Con Mine. Why is that area so important to you?
It's on the doorstep of 5+ million ounces of high-grade production. And, you know, we've been able to make a great partnership with Newmont to work that ground and hopefully make a new discovery there, as I said, on the doorstep of past production. So it's very exciting to have the drill turning. It's already underway, and we've seen, the first report from the crews. They're on time, and as we progress here, we're really looking forward to some assay results in a few weeks.
And so you truly believe that you guys are sitting on millions of ounces of gold?
We have no reason not to. We're, 14+ million ounces of production in the past in this area right next to Yellowknife. And, we've strategically and carefully entered into an agreement with Newmont to, drill on the structures that produced all that gold. So, this isn't like moose pasture out in the middle of nowhere. We're right there. So we have every reason to believe we can have success. And our past results from this winter, we drilled, very much along the trend that had produced all that gold, and we saw results that told us, hey, now we know where to be. We see the kind of rock that we want to see, and let's zero in on that. Let's go back and chase the success that we had this winter. That's what we're doing right now.
Before I get to my second question, can you just elaborate a little bit how your relationship came about with you and Newmont?
Well, Newmont owns the past producing Con Mine, and they acquired it when they bought a company called Miramar. And because of the history of production right next to the structure, we control 800 square kilometers, but we wanted to zero in on the area that had the most potential. There's potential
right
throughout the property, but why not go where you know there was success? Go as close as you can. And in order to do that, we had to reach out to Newmont and talk to them and say, hey, how about we work together to see if, we can put a historically highly prolific region back on the map. And they said, yes, let's do it. And so we put together a deal. Together, this was spearheaded by Jerome Panaton, who put together Detour, and that was one of the biggest successes in gold mining history in Canada. So with a guy like that at the table with Newmont, we were able to come to a mutually beneficial deal, and here we are drilling on it.
David, as I mentioned earlier, you put out a press release on June 29th saying that you're going to start your second phase drilling around July 14th. Tell us about the phase two drilling program, which just started on the property. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're really excited because, as I said, we had success in our first round of drilling here in this area on the Campbell Shear. And we took those results and then obviously analyzed them carefully and decided that we were going to go and drill, you know, a little bit tighter spacing, a little bit deeper holes, you know, still saving some meters to step out. We're going to aim to drill about 10,000 meters, and so that will comprise, you know, of roughly 20 holes. But it'll depend on, you know, we drill and plan our drilling as we see success. So, you know, if we see something we like, we'll zero in on it. You know, if we find it that we need to step out a little further, then we'll do that. So the first phase is of this portion of drilling is going to be made up of about 5,000 meters. And we're well into our first hole as we speak.
If the yellow rec zone delivers good assay results, where do we go from here? What's the next exploration plans?
Well, look, everybody knows that this area just needs a cornerstone to build off of. So obviously, you know, if we can make yellow rec cornerstone, it would we'd be delighted to have that, you know, represent our next update. So we'll focus there and around that area. We'll continue to step out to, you know, the next yellow rec, so to speak. But our primary focus right now is just to keep on chasing the success that we saw earlier this year.
Your stock price is around 17 cents. Your market cap, which is astonishing me, is around 33 million. Any thoughts with the valuation of your company compared to what you feel that you guys are sitting on?
I think it's best to frame these things for investors by way of explaining that, look, let's say a year ago, look at where the company was and where the stock price was. And if we were trading at above 17 cents or equivalent to 17 cents with a resource that was 735,000 ounces, and we've done all this work, and we've made a great agreement with Newmont, and we're on the ground drilling, we're funded, and we've bumped our resource since then from 735,000 ounces to 1.2 million ounces, and the price is the same, isn't that an opportunity? I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm with you on that one. We've got about a minute left here in the show. Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, maybe take away from today's interview?
I think people should just, you know, take a look at what we're trying to set the table with. This isn't, you know, a bunch of hot air. The stock hasn't run already. You know, this isn't a team that is sort of bouncing from one target on the property to the next to try to, you know, help create some smoke. We're in a real camp that's had real success in the past. We've got a team that has had a tremendous amount of success in the past, and we plan to have success in the future. And so, you know, we're funded, we're drilling, we're going to have more results. I think people should watch us. And when the market comes back, I think there's going to be a lot of room for this stock to run.
David Suda has been my guest today. He is the CEO and president of GoTerra Resources Corp. I agree with everything you said. That is my personal opinion. Everyone looking at the stock should do their own due diligence. But I feel, and again, this is my personal opinion, the stock is grossly undervalued, especially at a market cap of $33 million. If you want to know more about the company, look them up. You can find them on the OTCQX. Under the ticker symbol YGTFF. If they're up there in Toronto, look them on the Toronto, the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol YGT. David, thank you so much for coming back on the show and bringing us up to speed. Hopefully, when you guys get done with these essays, that you'll come back on the show in the next 50 or 60 days and please give us an update.
Yeah, we really look forward to it. We encourage everybody to watch our news flow. And thanks a lot for having us. Really appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.